This is a radio spot for my good friends right here. Trusted friends, Sharon Ficchioni. Did I say that right?
It's Ficchioni.
Ficchioni. So this is Ray Rao. He's my trusted friend from The Whisper. Now tell me exactly what The Whisper is, like how it's named.
The Lone Whisperer.
The Lone
Whisperer. Come to me because of my years of being told, you're a great listener. And that's so key today in the market where people feel that mortgage people in real estate are using a separate language that they don't understand. So I break it down. I don't use any acronyms. I use exactly how it's written. So I don't do DTI. I say debt to income.
All right. So, hey, as a real estate agent of many years, I have run into a question with my clients. What is a mortgage broker versus a loan officer?
So with a mortgage broker, in layman's terms again, I don't have any walls. I'm not dictated by a board of trustees on cherry-picking loans that would be sold in the second market easier than others. I produce purchase mortgages for the public, and I have a record of 2 years of no turndown. So I can do commercial, I can do residential, I can do, of course, VA, FHA, and conventional. That's what my advantage is. Mm-hmm. I don't have to answer to a board of trustees.
So because you are the Lone Whisperer, because you listen and you like to put information into layman terms, this is awesome for especially first-time home buyers, and you're a veterans advocate. So could you explain more about how you help veterans and first-time home buyers and people who need help with loans? Can you explain those types of loans you work on?
Sure, Sharon. Thank you. One of the nicest things is when I deal with first-time home buyers, I realize the anxiety and the fear. They're dealing with what they think is a large corporation that is engineered just to make money. And what I do is I slow it down. I ask them, what exactly are they looking for, would like to do? What are your goals? Let's talk about them in the front end of this. Mm-hmm. And then I can build that purchase mortgage that they feel comfortable with. They can go to bed at night and say, I feel like I've been served.
That's awesome. And so in order for buyers to reach you and to understand all about loans and how they can get qualified today, do you have a mobile app that people can use?
Sure, absolutely. ApplyRay.com.
Great. Could you say that one more time, please?
ApplyRay.com.
Wonderful. So right now, anybody, if they do get a loan that doesn't meet qualifications, you can help them build their credit profile, and you do what you call a credit simulator. Could you explain that, please?
So you have three scores. So in each score, you get what it could be to raise that particular score. So what I do is I take the information from the three reporting agencies, and I raise your score by showing you in different areas what, if you pay this down to this, what we can raise your score to, what we can also do about the other scores to raise them, so we can get you a better qualifying score and a better interest rate.
And the name of the company is Phoenix Loan Solutions?
That's correct. Phoenix Loan Solutions, Inc.
And that phone number is yours?
That phone number is directly to me, right here to the cell phone sitting on the table.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
And why the big, the bad, the ugly song? Why do you think that connects to this deal?
It's the listening. You know, I've always been fascinated by Clint Eastwood and the fact that he spends a lot of time listening and looking and hearing what people say. And I think that is so key in this business that's full of fear and anxiety of people going to rip me off. I don't understand what buy down of points are. I don't understand what LOX means, letter of explanation. I don't understand all of these acronyms. Why can't somebody just talk to me like an everyday person? And that's exactly what I go after. And that's exactly what I've had a great deal of success with, where people say, Ray, I'm so appreciate you talk to me like a regular person.
And what's the phone number again?
727-512-0497.
We'd like to thank you for listening, and please reach out to Ray at Phoenix Loan Solutions Incorporated. Ray is the Senior Mortgage Loan Originator, NMLS number 1257601. Call him at 727-512-0497.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
For the Brian Cash Claus Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
Another one in the books. You know, it's important. Am I on? I can't hear myself, actually.
All right.
Yeah. So, another one in the book.
So I can't hear you, but that's okay.
No, it's not. You should have a headset.
I don't know where the heck it is.
Where are the headsets?
Well, I don't know, but we do have Dylan from Colonial Life in the house. You can sit right over there, Dylan.
Yeah, but he's going to.
You got a headset? Much, Tammy.
Yeah, that is Dylan's headset.
Is there a third headset, Tom?
Here. Behind me. Let's see if I can get this on here.
Never have too many headsets on.
Yes,
in a radio station.
You know, I used to originally do the show for an hour and a half.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You never run out of gas?
Yeah, sometimes. But you just keep talking.
Took him a half hour to find a headset.
Yeah.
There we go. I got it.
Is it the sound good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. All right. So what we got going on today, Dylan?
Well, glad the storm kind of blew over. You know, weather was a little troubling, a lot of traffic. I've been waking up real early going to the gym lately, trying to, you know, grind out the rest of the year because I know my New Year's resolutions are coming soon, so I want to get a head start.
Well, that's good. You know, and if you don't got to get back to the basics if you stay with the basics.
Right.
So that's what you're saying. And it's like in life, I think that's important to do that, you know, to take care of your physical body. Because it's spiritual, physical, and mental, mm-hmm. right? And if you can take care of your you know, like if it was 2 weeks ago, I was really depressed, right?
Really?
Yeah. And not only was I depressed, I was sick.
Oh.
So now you got the, what is that, physical and then mental, mm-hmm. right? And then it's like the double whammy. And people don't usually talk about it, you know? It's already, you're already depressed, and now you're physically sick. It just... It's not good. But what the deal is how to get out of it. There are tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
Move a muscle and you change a thought.
Yes.
Right? And that's what you're doing when you physically go work out. Where do you work out?
I work out at Esporta.
So, okay.
And I also have a gym buddy that comes with me, and he makes sure I get out of bed and I'm there at the right time. So it's good to have that extra person that motivates you.
Sure, no doubt about it. It's a good thing. You should, and especially at your age. I'm going to guess your age.
Go for it.
24.
On the money.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Until 2 weeks from now, I'll be 25. But
happy birthday.
Yeah, I was going to say 23, actually. But
oh, where are
one with 24. But that's the deal, too, is you're at that age, too, where you have that energy. So why not take advantage of it?
Absolutely. Got to harness it.
Harness it. That's the deal. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you're earning your insurance, correct?
Yes, I am.
And, like, I have an insurance guy we do business with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And somebody got insurance through him and got a checkup. He didn't have insurance his whole life.
Okay.
And found out that he had cancer.
No kidding.
Stage one, though.
That's good.
But if it wasn't for the advertisement in the magazine.
Right.
Right, the guy called to get the insurance.
Really?
He got the insurance, yeah, so... It was like 3 years later, I'm calling him back. His name is Jeff. I know we're talking about another insurance guy, but just to tell you what you do.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, is the success. So they said that if they didn't catch it, so 3 years later, like he would have been dead in 2 years. So 3 years later, what is the odds that I'm calling Jeff up and guess who's on hold?
Who?
This guy. And Jeff, like, has been with us forever.
Well, yeah, the guy actually called Jeff because Jeff does an ad in the book, and he called to get insurance. So, literally, he found out at his very first visit to the doctor that he was diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, my.
So, they literally said he would have been, he would have died if he wouldn't have got it, because he didn't feel bad, you know, he just was like, oh, I'm fine, you know. So, yeah, so Brian called Jeff. I mean, this was 3 years later. He had been our client the whole time.
Right.
So he calls him up, and the guy was literally on the other line.
Can you even make this up? And we did a whole radio show on it, right?
Right.
So what you do, right, you might think, oh, I'm pestering people, and, you know, because some people want to put insurance off because they don't see the necessity of it.
Mm-hmm.
But like when a hurricane comes in, they're glad they got insurance, right?
Exactly.
So just know what you do changes lives.
Right? It really does. And, you know, the thing is, I try and approach people every day. And I approach the healthy people that, you know, they're doing fine. You know, insurance is the last thing on their list because people don't think about it until they need it. And then they're like, I wish I had it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they're taking extra money out of their paycheck each week for something they don't know they'll use. So it's just a very hard thing to approach people about and talk to them about, because also just, you know, health and, you know, those different things. Also, life insurance is a very hot market too, and that's also, you know, kind of a one of those topics that has a different type of view on it. So it's just, you know, trying to convince people that having it and having that safety net really goes a long way. And you're just looking at the country, because I think there's a crazy statistic where it's like 60 or 70% of bankruptcies are related to medical bills.
Really? Because that, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
It's a very high percentage, because that's what everybody says, how expensive it is going to the doctor, these astronomical bills for surgeries and outpatient, you know, procedures.
Right. That makes sense. That makes sense. I have insurance, right?
Yeah.
And it makes me feel, gives me that peace of mind knowing, you know, but when you have to pay it every month, it kind of gets you too.
Of course. And, you know, knock on wood, you never have to use it, of course.
Right. But. Good job. That's important. Gary, you're on the line there?
Yeah, I am.
Tell us, ask, you have any insurance questions for my friend?
Yeah, does he insure scouts?
Yeah, absolutely. If they're looking for it, we can insure anyone.
All right.
Do you have it? You looking for it to get in some insurance?
Huh?
Are you looking to get insurance for your scouts?
No, we've got an insurance company, but... I was just curious if he worked with us or not.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. He's Colonial. He actually has the nicest ad in the magazine that I've ever done. He has a picture of this beautiful family holding a kid. And if you look at the ad, it's just a happy family ad, right? It's beautiful. And it just shows you what life's about. Like, I was with my daughter last night, and we went to the movies, right? And I could just see, like, there's certain times, like, I don't see, like, you look at me, I look at you, I care about you. But, like, when a child looks up with you, like, when you know they love you, and then, like, in my head, I'm thinking, why do you love me? I mean, I'm being honest, you know what I mean?
Right.
But that unconditional love you get from a child is unbelievable.
It's precious.
It's precious. Think about how you think of your parents. Right? How you, there's nothing, even though maybe they did wrong or right, whatever, that love. Do you have, like, your parents still alive, Gary?
No.
Did you have unconditional love for your parents, too? Like, you know what I mean by that? Right?
Absolutely.
Right. There was a guy, Frenchie's, he had a business, and he was Frenchie's Carpet. Have you ever heard of it, Gary? But what he would do, you know how he hired someone? You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Why not? You could have said no. That would have been something. Say no. Would, do you want to hear about it, Gary?
No.
Too bad, Gary. You got
to
hear
it. I want to hear about it.
Okay. See? My friend Dylan there likes me. Not you, Gary. But what he would do is, I had, like, you have admiration. Like, it's Bill Supergas who I really care about. Like, I have a lot of admiration for. There are certain people that come in your life that you have respect for, right? And he said these are the three things he would do. Is he would find out, does he get along with their family and parents? And then, you know, one of the things he did was check their car.
Hmm.
Do you keep a clean car?
I used to. I've been very busy lately, so I don't check it, but...
Yeah, do you keep a clean car, Gary?
Of course.
Right. So you know what I'm saying. He said that if people that have kept clean cars, right, and got along with their parents and stayed in touch with their parents, almost all the time turned out to be good employees.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone said they weren't in contact with their parents, right, and then he also said someone that's married, like had a family because they had responsibility, so they had to work, versus so a single person maybe doesn't have to. But when you're responsible for someone else, what are your feelings like? Let me just ask Dylan this, mm-hmm. and then Gary comment on what Dylan says. Like, what would you say is it like you would look for if you were hiring someone?
Well, of course, first impressions I think are very important, and you know, of course, some people aren't the best at them. But you know, if somebody's taking the extra time coming into an interview or just a meeting where they know they're gonna be talking to a potential employer. They have to be well-dressed, well-groomed. They have to have some type of opening line or at least, you know, an elevator pitch of how they're going to present themselves and, kind of go from there and figure out relatable grounds with the person you're talking to.
Wow. Good stuff, huh, Gary?
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with everything he said. You know, you had me at hello. Do you remember that line? That was all. What was it? What movie was that? Show Me the Money? With Tom Cruise, the girl said to him, "You had me at hello." The opening line, right?
Yeah, I've heard it.
So, Gary, what would you look for, like, if you're hiring someone? What should be their character traits?
Well, definitely clean, right? The clothing is appropriate. And he is somebody that has manners. And will respond to questions directly. And if he doesn't understand or doesn't know something, he's going to admit it.
Wow. Good stuff. Right. Yeah. It's okay to say, I don't know.
Right. It's like, not okay to hide it.
Right. Like earlier I said, I was depressed, right? Mm-hmm. Most people would never tell you that, especially on the air or in person.
Right.
And sometimes it could be too much information too, mm-hmm. right? Like you want someone that has confidence, that has courage, that has a winning attitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the fuel that makes success, right? You don't want to hear the naysayer. But then on the other hand, you want someone that's real too. Realism, reality. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people can relate and identify. Instead of comparing, right?
Right.
Don't compare yourself to someone else. Can you identify with them? What do you think of that, Gary? Is that like something you would think is true or no?
Yeah, I do actually.
And like to talk about, like people want someone that has, and then you can take these traits, like we're talking about, let's just say you got fired. But if you have confidence, you have courage,
mm-hmm.
you have a winning attitude, you have integrity, you show up on time, guess what? You can get a job anywhere with those character traits.
Absolutely.
Right? Would you agree with that, Gary?
Yeah, I mean, the basic thing is you want to work.
Well, what I'm setting this up for is he's the head of the Boy Scouts. Like, he's a big player in the Boy Scouts.
Okay.
So what I'm setting up, Gary, is that this is the stuff you teach people, young men. So you're teaching them this is my setup to you.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Well, we're teaching them. Yeah, we teach them the responsibility, right? Like, if you say you're going to do something, you do it.
Right.
You know, if you're going to go to work, you work. You don't spend the time goofing around. If you're going to lead somebody, you take responsibility for it and you actually do it.
Right.
And if you can't, well, then you let somebody know you can't and you need to find out what to do. I mean, most of these kids, like when they go through something like this, they run into stuff they don't understand or don't know how to do. If they don't speak up, they're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. I think that can be very hard for kids too, because you know they don't want to be wrong and they want to kind of prove themselves to, you know, adults and also their peers as kind of somebody who's going to, you know, be a leader, you know, kind of come out the gates swinging. But you can't have too much pride, and you got to ask for help sometimes.
Right. That's so true.
The deal is, right, is if you can't admit that, you know, failure, you can't succeed.
Absolutely.
So right. Don't quit before the miracle happens.
Yeah. We actually train them that you are going to fail, and you're going to learn how to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And that's something you really have to learn and practice, too, because when people tell you that, you'll be like, oh, I'm prepared for that, you know, it's whatever, I'll get to the end of the goal. But then you really come into that obstacle and that hardship, and it can be really tough, you know, because, you know, you want to take it on yourself, but also if it's so big and you need help, you know, you really have to, you know, there's people there to help you and people that have been through it before.
Right. What is that? Something about, I'm probably going to mess this up, but wisdom is when, to be wise is you learn from other people's mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You don't got to make the mistakes, even though in most cases in life you do. But if you can watch someone else, their own experience, strength, and hope, share a story like I did earlier about being depressed and sick. But what I found that helped me was where you, Dylan, talked about going to the work out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you physically move a muscle, you change a thought. So then I can take my experience of being depressed a couple of weeks back, like severely, like sad, like that's the best way to describe it. Fearful, whatever. But then when I got up, what I did is I went for a walk.
Great.
And I forced myself to sweat and all that. And I moved, and it took from what you said, Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can say, okay, I'm in depression right now. I heard somebody say that move a muscle, change a thought. You know, you could take a pill, whatever, that's what they'll tell you. But exercising, I think, is the best thing, because then you get those endorphins in your brain. Or is that what it's called, endorphins?
Endorphins. Serotonin.
Right. Serotonin. And you get that going. Do you exercise, Gary?
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you something about this depression thing.
Yeah.
If you go outside the room that you're in,
right,
and you look at something and make sure that you're seeing what you're looking at, I know this sounds funny, but you can go by the same building and never look at it day after day. Do you know what I mean?
Correct.
Okay. Or you can stop and look at the building and really see what's there.
Right. Okay. I really am hearing you, because in our school they used to do that. They'd say, turn around. Okay, I'll do it with Dylan right now.
Okay.
What? Don't turn around.
Oh, not ready.
Okay, so but tell me, do you remember what's behind you right now?
Well, I know it's a wall.
Can you see a reflection? What a stupid move that was. But don't look at the reflection.
Okay.
They say never ask someone a question they can't answer, too. That's like radio. So, like, I'll do a trivia question and the client can't answer it. Mm-hmm. And some people say that's wrong. Mm-hmm. But I just don't. I mean, it's just who I am.
Right.
But because I don't want to make you look bad. Oh, this guy, he can't even remember what's behind him. So I'm technically not supposed to, like a lawyer is never supposed to ask a question they don't know the answer to.
Yeah.
Like on the stand.
We got to test people sometimes.
But I'm with that permission, I'm going to test you.
Sure.
What's behind you?
It's a wall. I'm going to assume there's a couple pictures, maybe a framed certificate or a plaque from a past event or
You got it.
Well, I see something on the wall in front of me that's kind of similar, so I'm just kind of using some inferences.
Well, very smart. Gary, don't turn around. Yeah. We're going to have to trust you. What's behind you?
Well, I've got a table with four chairs on it, and they're all covered in plastic.
Well, there you go. But, you know, they used to do that in school. Like, at our teacher would do it, like, once a month. And then you start to really study. Like, you know, you don't realize your surroundings. Like, so what you're saying, like, notice the building, right? How many times do you walk by that building and don't notice certain intricacies of it, right? But if you, like you said, what is the purpose of studying the building?
Okay, the whole thing, the whole concept or idea is that you start looking at things instead of just being off in your head. You know what I mean?
Sure, sure.
It gets you out of your head and starts looking. You start looking at things around you instead of the inside of your skull.
That's very good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
the most important thing.
There's a saying that there's one who has all power, that one is God. May you find him now, right? Mm. So what that's saying is God's in the now. I can tell you, like, when I'm not in the now, right? Mm-hmm. What happens is I hear, like, I'm in a room, let's say, with 20 people, and I'm hearing everybody laughing. Not right. only did I not hear the joke, I'm not laughing, because you know why? Because I'm thinking fearful thoughts maybe of something in the future,
right.
regret in the past. My mind's not in the now.
Absolutely.
Right? And I'll know that by, this is the test. If you hear someone tell a joke, and all of a sudden you hear the room or people around you laughing. And you're like, wow, I didn't even hear the joke, let alone to laugh to it. Because my mind was somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Does that ever happen to you, Gary?
Sure.
And then that's the key. How do you stay in the present? You know, and what is the present when you get at Christmas time? It's a gift, right? And that's where they say you're locked into that fourth dimension. Like we say, we're three dimensional. Mm-hmm. How to get locked into the fourth dimension spiritually is to be in the now. Mm-hmm. To notice the building that Gary was talking about. Like I just noticed the cup. I just noticed the bell. I never use the bell. I noticed other people do. There's a cough button too. I never use that.
Cough button.
Yeah, like if you're going to cough, you push it and it stops.
Mutes you a little bit.
Mutes you.
It's convenient.
So what's the trick to staying in the now? Anybody know?
Yeah, you keep looking.
And that's where God is, right? So that's why wouldn't you want to stay in the now? And then, you know, you don't worry about the future. You don't regret the past. You're in the now. And when there's one that has all power, that one is God. May you find them
somewhere.
Now.
Now. Somewhere now.
Come on, you got to help me out here.
I'm trying.
Hey, and anyhow, you know, it's so funny, too, is we're here for Colonial Life Insurance and all the stuff that he does. But did you mm-hmm. notice that you went along with the thing that we really didn't talk about what you do?
What I do.
Yeah, tell Gary what you do and see what Gary has to say.
Yeah, well, you know, I try just to talk to people about thinking about their future that we kind of mentioned and just, you know, how unpredictable life is. Of course, we've gone through a couple years where so much uncertainty and unexpected events, and now the future seems so uncertain. So it's just, you know, important to think about financial well-being and just being secured and insured. And by having insurance, you know, and anything's going to happen, and you just want to be prepared for the worst for yourself and your family.
Right. No doubt about
right.
it. And what's the best, what question could you have for him, Gary?
Well, my question is what do you do to prepare?
Well, you want to be educated, of course. So, you know, a lot of different things could happen. You could be out of work. You could be in a wheelchair. You could, you know, go snowboarding on a vacation and fall and break your leg. You can... you know, there's so many different things that could affect your health to where you're not going to be fully operational and functional. So, you know, there's various different policies that I help implement into businesses that employees can enroll in. Things like an accident policy if you, you know, break your leg on or off the job. A disability policy if you're bedridden, sick, out of work for a month, but you could still get at least 60% of your paycheck so you can pay all your bills. And, you know, even cancer and critical illness policies. Maybe if you have a family history of, you know, heart disease or, you know, you're just worried about cancer. It's so prevalent in the media nowadays. And just, you know, being aware of what could happen, kind of calculating it for your own personal life, how at risk you feel you are. And if you think it's in your budget, you know, getting those policies that will be there for you in the time of need. You know, of course, knock on wood, it doesn't come to that, but.
Right. You see, my philosophy is real simple.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it's called self-reliance.
Okay.
And if you can't rely on yourself, nobody else can.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, that...
Okay. The whole viewpoint on the thing is, is that you have to be able to survive with the skills that you have, mm-hmm. and nothing else. I mean, if you didn't have a dime, you're on the street, right? You're hungry, you haven't eaten anything, all that kind of stuff. You got no place to stay, no friends, whatever.
Right.
Okay, let's start at that.
Okay.
Do you have confidence that you can survive?
100%.
Okay.
Wow.
How is that confidence obtained? How did you get there?
Well, I think that comes from just knowing who you are and, you know, having a sense of identity and purpose. And when you have that and you know you can, you know, one, we're here in this world with everyone else, you want to make an impact on other people where it's going to be positive, and you're going to find, you know, some type of financial route of being able to, you know, put a roof over your head, find your meals, support your family if it has to come to that. But, you know, you can be in any type of circumstance, so it really depends on where you are in life and how you're going to fend for yourself and survive, right?
Right. So if you have the skills, you know that you can do anything and you can survive through anything.
Right.
That's your best insurance.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because things are going to change all the time.
Sure. I'd agree with that. Absolutely.
So that's what we teach kids to do.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And, you know, for kids, I think that is absolutely very important to, you know, teach them to have that self-identity and confidence to, you know, trust themselves and trust their abilities, that it's going to carry them in life to where they want to get to, you know, and where they're striving, the person they want to become and what they want to accomplish. But, you know, on a counterpoint, you know, really in my perspective, I still think, you know, you really never know what's going to happen in terms of the economy and, you know, competition, family, you know, life will throw anything at you when you least expect it, really. So it's never a bad thing to have a safety net.
No, I agree with you. I'm not discounting that.
Mm-hmm.
But the, like, what our viewpoint is and our goal and everything is to make sure that that kid is self-reliant and he's got confidence in his own abilities.
Yes.
And that gives him strength in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be for adults, too, right? Yeah. It doesn't have to be a child, but it's good to learn it as a child because you form habits, and we're creatures of habit. So the open-mindedness is, at that point, as a child, would listen more. And that's the saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I think kids are more open-minded. And as you get older, just my experience has been people get closed-minded, set in their ways.
Right.
So if you're going to set a path of habits, this is the time to do it, like when they're a child where they're open-minded. Teach them courage. Teach them integrity. Teach them faith. Right? Teach them all the hope. Teach them how to be honest with themselves. Right? And then the more, you're only as sick as your secrets. And to find a mentor that you can share stuff with, and, you know, a problem shared is half solved.
Right.
Right. And teach that to the kids. Don't hold this stuff in. Let people know what's going on in your head. And I think that's important, too. And then if you just listen, too, believe it or not, if you just listen to someone talk for like 10 minutes about their problem, do you know that my experience has also been is if you just can listen intently, they'll answer their own problem. Because in the Bible, it says the kingdom of God is within.
Yeah.
So you're tapping into that spirit within, right? I can't choose to toss and turn at night, right, and say I trust God, right? I can't choose to worry. Let's just say that. Choose is the key word. It's a choice. But if I choose to worry, which I do, right, it's part of the flesh. But when I choose to worry, I'm not trusting God. So for me, the answer is if I want to be at peace, is two one-syllable words, trust God.
Right.
And it's just hard for me to obey. But when I do, I can tell you I'm at peace.
Right.
So let's not forget to trust God also in this equation to teach kids. Because if you focus on the circumstance, that's going to be, but just know that if God has all power, you know, if God is for you, right? Just think of that. If you told a kid that, who, what human being could be against you?
Right.
As long as you have God's power in your heart, tap into that power, that source. And how the best way to do it is to be in the now. Because if I'm in the now, that's where God is, and I'm tapping into that power. And I'm trusting that everything is going to work out. Just, it doesn't mean, I believe I'm in the effort department, right? But I leave the results to God. Now, do I always do that? No. But if I can just say, don't let it be say, I didn't do the effort. Put the footwork in. Do the work. And then let the chips fall where they do. But don't, like when you say, I just laid home all day and I'm humming, and then they're taking your furniture and they're kicking you out. Well, you know, humming ain't going to do it. Praying, you know, you got to do some. It says faith without works is dead, right? What is the most important letter in that? Faith without works is dead.
S?
The S. Very good. It's plural.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is faith without works is dead. That means we got to constantly be working.
Right.
And it says that in the Bible. There's an S there. People miss the S. Anyhow, I talk too much.
No, I think those are very good points because, you know, life is a constant battle and it's a constant momentum of growth, you know, and it's very easy to look back at all the things you've accomplished and how far you've come and the person you've become. And, you know, everyone has varying goals and missions in life, where they see themselves, where they want to get, and some, you know, may have, those may be absent to them as well. So it's easy to get stagnant and comfortable to a certain spot, but it's a continual process.
Yeah, if life is easy, right? What is it? No, if you take the easy way out, life will be hard. If you take the hard way out in life, life will be easy.
Sure.
Sometimes it's doing the things that make you feel uncomfortable that really are what make you successful.
It usually is.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you come in here, taking the chance with me. Anyhow, these guys, Tammy. Yeah. So in closing, what would you like to say?
What I would like to say is, you know, I thought this was a great conversation. You know, take control of your life. You can take it anywhere you want to go. When you're feeling down, you can bring yourself up. We're emotional beings, so, you know, of course, living in the present, you're living how you're feeling at that moment, but, you know, trust the process, trust the people around you, your family, your friends, you know, leaders that you respect, and, you know, trusting the process and having faith will really take you a long way in due time.
Yes, and faith is believing in the unseen.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Faith is not believing, right, that God will.
Mm-hmm.
Faith is knowing that God will. And I don't do that all the time. Again, all this stuff I say, I don't do.
Right.
But when I do it, though, I can tell you the indicator. Like if someone runs out of gas, what's the indicator they have? The indicator is the gas light comes on, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you know you got to get gas. The indicator is when I'm not doing it is I'm irritable, discontent, I'm fearful, I'm in depression.
Right.
That's emotional. An indicator. It's an emotional indicator that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
Two one-syllable words to trust God.
Trust
you want to help interview this? You're going to get on too?
This is Kashla and Kayla.
Okay. Actually, Brian, would it be okay if you interviewed Kayla for me?
Yes.
That's a new spa manager?
Yes.
You can get in too.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kayla.
Of course.
All right. Can you hear everything okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So tell us a little bit about where you're from, which is Limitless Spa, and what you do there.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. So I'm from Limitless Studio and Spa in Kenneth City. I just became spa manager / esthetician. I've been into skincare and skin health for at least 10 years of my life. I mean, 10 years wasn't that far for me. I was only 13 then.
I was going to say, you look like a baby now.
Yeah, so even at 13, I was still putting stuff on my face and things like that. But we, so that forced me to go, not forced me, but like essentially just made me want to go into skincare and kind of broaden my view on that. And then I started my job here at Limitless Studio and Spa, and I helped with Kashla. And I'm like, hey, we need to start incorporating this, this, and that. This is going to really help. And so it's really me taking my knowledge and power that I have and helping other people, too.
That's awesome. I love it. And you guys, actually are being watched as well on YouTube right now. So hi, guys.
Hello, everyone. But on YouTube.
You can see how beautiful Kashla and Kayla are. And so where is Limitless Spa? Where? How can we come and see you?
So we're located on 5912 54th Avenue North in Kenneth City, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Just take 54th Avenue and you'll see this beautiful sign with a lotus and this purple gold little place. And then you walk in and then you're just exorbitated with joy because they're just so much crystals. We also do crystals in essential oils too. So
very nice.
You just, when you walk in there, you just feel kind of the energy just come towards you, the good energy, and you just kind of feel relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the energy we like to bring there.
That is very true. I mean, just sitting in the room with the both of you lovely ladies, like, really, it's a very calming feeling.
Yeah.
You know, you get feelings from people. Like, I don't know if everybody does that, but I always do. And you can just, I can not even speak to someone, but I can just feel like maybe your energy or mm-hmm. I don't know what that is exactly, but yes, calm. Calm, peaceful, and love.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to actually be coming because you guys are doing this awesome grand opening on November 8th.
7th.
And or it's the 7th?
Yes, November the 7th.
Okay.
From 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And on November the 7th, that's a Sunday. So we'll start at 1 p.m. on Sunday. This is not a public event. You would have to RSVP, but you can do that by going on to Eventbrite and looking up the Limitless Studio and Spa re-grand opening on November the 7th.
Yes, yes, which I've already went on there, and I already checked it out, and I thought it was on the 8th. That's terrible.
Thank you, fabulous Tammy, for always supporting us and uplifting us.
Sure.
It's such a beautiful, it's not, every time I'm around you, I feel your beautiful goddess energy. You're such a beautiful, bright light. You help so many people's businesses stay connected with other businesses that's going to help them grow and flourish, and that's essential to any business, being in connection with others, especially those in the same industry.
Yes.
So having someone like you in individuals' lives is very important. So I'm grateful for you. Thank you so much for all that you do. You and Brian are just amazing individuals.
Thank
and we
you.
Love you so much at the spa.
Thank you. And we love you very much. And I'm very excited to actually start checking out some of the different services. Can we talk about some of the different things that you guys are offering there, actually?
Yeah. So we're on our facial aspect, we're doing express facials, which is your quick 25-minute kind of glow up, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
You're a classic European where you got your nice facial massage. It's the most relaxing massage you'll ever have in your entire life, and the facial is just amazing. We're doing oxygen facials, which is great for hydrating skin. A lot of people, essentially 99% of us, have dehydrated skin.
Mm.
A lot of us don't drink enough water, so, and I can tell by doing a skin analysis when you need some more hydration into your skin. So the oxygen facial is another 25-minute one. Amazing. You're feeling like a supermodel when you walk out.
All right.
Microdermabrasion for hyperpigmentation, chemical peels to help resurfacing the skin, dermaplaning to help with any of that peach fuzz. So I say it's like the secret ingredient for makeup because you get all that peach fuzz off.
You know, I've noticed this is a huge trend now, right?
Mm-hmm.
On TikTok especially. Is that what they're doing when they take, like, I've seen people put something on their face, which I didn't really know what it was, and then it's like the little blade. Because I'm pretty sure that's what that is, right?
Yeah, so a lot of people at home, they use those little razors that they can buy anywhere. I definitely don't recommend doing that.
Yeah, because that's not very safe.
No, nope. And also usually not sanitary because most people won't take
right.
the precautions for it. But that's a really great way to help flawlessly put your makeup on. So, and then what else? We've got some body sculpting. So we've got Cool Sculpting, which essentially helps with fat freezing. And so it drains out of your lymphatic system. So we also have laser lipo, where we use non-invasive lasers to help with fat loss.
Mm-hmm.
We also have radio frequency and body cavitation. So that also helps with sculpting the body. So essentially your hips, if you don't want, you know, your hips
right,
to stick out so much. Or
the little pooch
yes.
there, yeah.
We can take that ultrasonic cavitation, and it actually helps with the heat and the sound waves to help penetrate down into the fat and help melt that down just in that area kind of way.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you guys do facials. I mean, but you're actually an anesthetician because, you know, a lot of people, they say they do this, this, and that, but they're actually not licensed anestheticians.
Correct.
So that makes a big difference because you've actually went to school to learn these things and
mm-hmm.
learn what works and what doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, and in Florida, the minimum hours actually to get your license is only 230, and I went to school for 500 hours. So
wow.
I have an additional almost 300 hours on top of what was needed.
Right.
And plus, I'm actually also a pre-med for my bachelor's degree.
Good for you.
So I'm planning on going to med school, dermatology, plastic surgery. So I'm literally right up my alley.
All
on that.
Right, very cool. Congratulations.
Thank
I'm actually
you.
An RN, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yes, I kind of left that profession. I got a little burned out. I was the director of nursing of a facility for 6 years. And I lived there, no lie. I was working like 85 hours a week.
Yeah.
So I literally used to sleep there. And it really just burned me out because of how the profession is. It's not about care a lot of times. Mm-hmm. It's more about either money or paperwork.
And so that's what happened with me. It was I got burnt out trying to apply to med schools and stuff like that, taking the MCAT, which is an 8-hour test that nobody ever wants to take.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me take a break. And I'm like, you know what? Esthetician school.
Right.
I need to do that.
But see, that's more, to me, more of a happy, you know, you're working with people that you're going to make happy.
Yes.
And you're going to help them and you're going to help people. Not just, I mean, it's not just about plastic surgery. It's also about how your mental state is. You know, I actually have a very good friend of mine right now that is about to have a double mastectomy on November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks that she's prepared for this situation as far as not getting implants, but I want her to talk to someone because I've worked with patients that chose that, and I'm sorry, but you really look mutilated. So, I mean, it's not a lot of times.
That too,
it's not going to look the way you think.
It's also too is making sure you're talking to a surgeon that tells you all the complications that can happen because there's a lot of women that get breast implant illness after they have it, whether it's 2 years after or even 10 years later, where they've gotten a lot of autoimmune diseases from that. So it's making sure your surgeon and doctor well inform you on what could possibly happen.
Right. I mean, at this point, she's actually just saying that she does not want to have any type of, you know, like reconstructive surgery. But I just feel like she doesn't know what all of her options are.
Yeah.
Because mentally, it's a lot to take in. Just when you, I mean, unfortunately, society teaches us that women are supposed to be a certain way, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But that's our mental picture.
Which is so far from the truth because we have the ability to choose how we feel every single day. Every day that I wake up, I choose to feel happy. I choose to feel whole. I choose to feel safe. I choose to feel good inside of my body. And when you talk about an individual who's maybe suffering from some type of mental illness, that would definitely alter their state of mind.
Yes.
They may not make decisions that they may want to live with right now because of where they are mentally. Which has a lot to do with why I decided to start the spa in the first place, because I was going to get plastic surgery and I actually wanted to do all of these different things to my body based off of what I felt like I needed to look good.
Right.
But I look myself in the mirror every single day and I tell myself how beautiful I am.
Because you are.
Well, and we all are. And every part of our body that we ever have scrutinized or we have ridiculed, we have to begin to love that. And once we do that, we become whole and nothing else begins to matter.
Right.
So I recommend women like that come be around other women and who can help them be grounded.
Yes.
And that is the whole purpose of the spa, really, is to help people feel grounded, feel safe, feel like there are other alternatives besides having surgeries where you'd have to go under anesthesia, where you could possibly lose your life to do something to reconstruct your body. I think that sometimes having a conversation with someone who's a little bit more grounded would help a person with getting through the mental wars that we go through because every day we're under psychological warfare. So being around people who are going to help you see how powerful you are, how strong you are, how beautiful you are, has everything to do with our quality of life.
Absolutely. And that's why what you do at the spa actually is amazing because it is non-invasive. You do not have to go under the knife to just feel better about yourself. I mean, not only is it going to make you look better, but a facial, guys, you got to get a facial.
Doesn't a facial just make you feel good?
Yes, it's so relaxing.
You feel beautiful. You feel happy about doing something good for your skin.
Yes.
You deserve that. You don't have to get cut. And I just want to say that there's nothing against having surgery, especially if it's for a reason.
Right.
And I'm not saying that you shouldn't get a surgery. I'm saying that just weigh out your options. Talk to other people who have got surgeries. Talk to the doctors about what you're going to be looking at as far as mm-hmm. recovery. What are the proper ways to recover? Mm-hmm. Because if you are going to get a surgery, then I highly recommend that you follow up with post-op specialists. Right. And we have that in the spa as well. So if a person has had a surgery, they would have to come and see someone to help them with draining their lymphatic system in order to get that out of their body, either through their sweat, urine, natural ways of it coming out of the body. But you would need to go to a specialist who knows, who has been trained to do lymphatic drainage massage, because not just any massage therapist can perform that surgery, can perform that service. So it's important that you get the proper aftercare, because it's just as important to get proper aftercare that it is for the actual surgery itself. The surgery can do everything right, but afterwards, if you're not properly taking care of your body, you could easily have to have another surgery or have complications. Infection. Exactly. So we want to, all the way across the board, be prepared for what's going to happen before and after our surgery.
Absolutely. And thank you, ladies, so much. I'm sorry we're about out of time for the day.
But thank you so much for allowing us to come.
Thank you so much for coming. And just tell us one more time where Limitless Spa, Limitless Spa, Limitless Spa is.
Limitless City and Spa. We are located on 5912 54th Avenue North, Kenneth City, Florida, 33709.
All right, and what's your phone number?
727-289-2800.
All right, thank you, ladies. Have a wonderful day, Tampa
Bay.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.